This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome onto this edition of the Kona Edge. It is the start of a brand new week, and I hope you had a fantastic weekend. As we're recording this, it is Monday. My name is Brad Brown, and if it's the first time you are joining us here on the podcast, this is the home of Ironman triathletes that dream of qualifying for and racing in the Ironman World Championships on the Big Island of Kona in Hawaii. I'm coming to you from a gorgeous Cape Town on the southern tip of Africa this afternoon, and what a weekend it was. I said I wanted to get some good training in, and high five to me, got them all the boxes checked, which is brilliant. Got a 3.5 hour ride in on Saturday morning, got a pretty decent run in with my wife yesterday, so I am smiling, and then was up early and got another very decent swim in the pool this morning. And I have to tell you, the struggle is definitely real. I have always, I was lucky. I swam as a kid. I wouldn't say I was any good. I was okay, but I swam squads during junior school. So I'm pretty comfortable in the water, and it's been something that's come, I don't want to say fairly naturally, but the one thing that has really bugged me throughout my triathlon career is that I could only breathe on my left side. So I made the decision this morning at swim squad that I'm going to try and learn to breathe bilaterally in 2018. I can tell you, I took on a ton of water this morning, but it made the session quite enjoyable because it was a real stretch to try and get the breathing right on the right-hand side. There's still a long way to go, but yeah, feeling good. So I'm actually very, very chuffed with the way this morning's swim went. Enough about me yakking today. We're talking some running on today's podcast, by the way. We're going to be catching up with Suzanne Davis to find out about some of the things she's done to improve her swim over time. And I asked you on Friday as well to be in touch and let me know what it is you're struggling with and some of the things you would like help with. I got a few emails in. Thank you so much. If you haven't done it yet, my email address is brad@thekonaedge.com. We've got some cool things in the pipeline for 2018, and I want to make sure that they're going to help you become a better triathlete. And also, don't forget, if you are on Strava and you'd like to join us in the Kona Edge community on Strava, it is free. Just for a bit of fun, if you want to get onto the leaderboard, you can. Just head over to thekonaedge.com/Strava. In the spotlight in the coach's corner today is MP Multisports. Their athlete-coach relationship is what makes MP Multisport unique in the coaching field. Their role is to ensure the coach relationship is evident in all their coaching interactions. MP Multisport coaching involves listening first to understand your needs as an athlete, continuous analyzation by them, and implementation by you. They don't focus on mass-produced training plans or categorize their athletes because no two athletes are the same. There's more to your needs than swim, bike, and run portion of training. Too often, athletes will push through their training laps and miles but forget about the impact in other areas of their lives. To get to your goals, MP Multisport takes a holistic approach to the process, which includes the balance you have in your life, nutrition, core strength, and time management, as well as understanding those needs through communication. To find out more about MP Multisport, head over to the Coach's Corner. Just go to thekonaedge.com/coaching, or alternatively head straight through to their website. It's mpmultisport.com. If you're a coach, or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured in the Coach's Corner, simply head over to that URL. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching and scroll right down to the bottom of the page to get all the details. Well, let's talk some running as we head back to California now. Suzanne Davis joins us. Suzanne, welcome on to the Kona Edge. You love running. It's one of your favorites. It helps, doesn't it, having a sport that ends a triathlon that you don't just love, but you're pretty good at too.
Yes. Running is my favorite. And no matter what, I always look forward to that part of the triathlon. I think it does help that I've been a runner my whole life, but also it's just something I have such confidence in because I can feel the pace even without having a watch. I've learned to learn my heart rate, learn my pace, by looking at a watch, feeling my leg turn over. And I think just having that experience gives me a little extra confidence and relaxation when I go into that.
How important is it to be that in tune with your body and have that ability to almost be able to race on feel?
I think it's important because if any of your electronics go out and you feel like that was what you depended on to help with race, you're going to be all out of sorts and you're going to feel really insecure and then you're going to question yourself and then you're not going to have your best race day. I think it's really important to train and have all those tools, but also to sometimes, guess and look while you're doing your training. Oh, am I going 20 miles an hour on the bike? Oh, am I running, a 6:30 pace right now? Nope, I'm running a 6:45 pace. You should be able to feel that difference in your breathing and also just in your leg turnover.
Suzanne, you, as far as, I mean, when you run your strong point, it's still something you need to work at, although it probably does come a lot easier. Do you think in your career there have been a couple of things that you've done on the run that you think has really moved the needle and improved your performance?
For sure. I think running, if you can go into your triathlon season after having a run focus in the winter, which maybe coming from Wisconsin where it snowed, I became a runner. And then as I got into triathlon, it's colder in January, March, but you can run in the cold. It's not as easy to get into the pool or maybe out on your bicycle. And so I think that is a perfect fit for most people. If you can pick a half marathon or some 10Ks or even a marathon, a lot of people do Boston before, in April. It's a great way to build up your strength and again, go through a full maybe 12 or 14 week session where you're just focusing on your running. You're focusing on your run form because in the sport of triathlon, form really matters, especially in running and in swimming. You can see someone's beautiful form, and if it falls apart, so will their pacing. And you can improve your form by running drills. You can improve your form by speed work and tempo work. So I would incorporate doing a running drill like butt kicks, high knees, bounding, after an easy run, at the end of the run, so the body remembers perfect form, the last thing you've done. And then also in your interval training, even though you might be training for a marathon, you need to have the five speed gears of a 5K, a 10K pace, a 15K pace, and a half pace. Because if you're just always running one or two paces, you're not really, maximizing what you could perform on the run course.
Your favorite workouts on the run? What do you love doing?
I love doing speed work. I love doing tempo work. So I'd say my favorite tempo workout is 15 minutes. And then you do that at your half marathon pace. Then you quicken the pace 5 minutes to say your 5K pace, and then you come back 10 minutes in your 10K pace. And so just think of, the minutes correlating with your different pacing. That is really hard to do, but it shows your strength, endurance, and your stamina to really be able to come back from an anaerobic effort and then maintain that discomfort pace. The other one, I love the track. I love repeat 800s and just clicking off like the same time within 1 or 2 seconds. If you can do that, then and you have the confidence to just feel that rhythm and feel that pace and get up on your toes and have really good quick leg turnover.
Well, brilliant. Suzanne, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your nutrition next time out. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge today.
Great. Thank you.
I'm guessing that the Kona Edge is not the only podcast you listen to. If you're anything like me, you probably listen to a ton of different podcasts. I think at the moment I have 10 or 15 go-tos that I listen to every single week. And if you listen to a lot of podcasts, at some stage you've probably thought about starting your own. Well, the good news is it's easier than you think. ThePodcastingAcademy.com is giving you the opportunity to get your own podcast started right now. The Podcasting Academy is a 21-day, step-by-step online program that will get you from zero to podcast in just 3 weeks. Right now, thepodcastingacademy.com is offering listeners of the Kona Edge a 25% discount. All you need to do is use the word Kona at checkout to qualify. Head over to thepodcastingacademy.com to find out more. And that is it for today's podcast. I'm back again tomorrow with another edition. Before I go there, we did get another iTunes review in this weekend, and a massive thank you to Sherm Bell, I think it is, saying great podcast. Listen all week. Hope you reach your goals in 2018. Keep up the good work. Well, Sherm Bell, thank you so much. Yeah, we do have some big goals, and so far, so good. A few weeks in, or a couple of weeks in to the new year, everything going swimmingly so far. And yeah, fingers crossed, long may it continue. You have yourself a brilliant Monday. We'll chat again tomorrow as we touch base and chat some more nutrition here on the Kona Edge. From myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.